Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station. We're bringing you poetry this Thursday night, open mic, live, bringing you poetry in the evening time. We thank you so much for being such great supporters of the Poetic Energy Network Station. We are excited for the poets to be able to come through this evening. Like always, we anticipate you sharing and your many, many talents. Vocalist, if you're a comedian, all of those, we anticipate you every week. So we're just going to get the show started. Apparently BTR is having some problems on their own with the overall site itself and not just individual shows. But nevertheless, we are here this evening ready to get it started for you. All right, what I am going to do, you know how we mix it up on this day. Since it appears that hopefully we will not have any more problems with BTR, the entire network is having issues. But nevertheless, we are going to get it started here. I see my co-host has arrived in the building. All right, but let's connect him in before we move right along. Good evening, Stevie G. How are you?
Good evening, Miss Poetic E. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm even better since you're here.
I'm glad to be here. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. No complaints on my end. All right. Well, we're going to just get the show started. I noticed people were here earlier in the chat room, but BTR sent up a message for everyone saying that they were having issues with the network in itself, not just individual shows. So hopefully that doesn't deter anyone from coming back. But we're going to get it started with a piece from Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn and with his piece, Who Are You? And then I'll come back with the piece, and we'll keep the show going there. All right.
Waiting for you and needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because we have not had a chance to breathe the same air? Well, I'm still smiling wide, thinking about you. My inner vision sees an image of you reflecting in the mirrors in the corner of my mind. How is it whether the sun is shining or the sun is setting behind your beauty? I can see amazing expressions of your beauty. I wish you were here sitting by me. That soft baby hair from any part of you draws reaches from me to touch the curves that bend like a country road. Your emotions, they dizzy me, but I am not confused. When you walk by, my coffee turns sweeter. When you sleep next to me, my bed is softer. When you speak, I understand every language that was ever spoken. When you touch me, I forget there is rain, snow, or cold. I could live on the North Pole with my bare skin if I could curl up next to your body. There is nothing my mind, body, and soul requires if I had you to fulfill my every need. My mouth craves your flavor from your sweet honey. Yes, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because I have not had a chance to stop at the same red light? Well, if I had that chance, you would be mine. So let me dream until you come my way. And when you do come, I'll see you stroll and walk and run and jump. My hips will follow your heart. I can't wait to feel your heart from your hips. Sleep is a never constant ending dream. When I wake, I still dream of sliding every inch of your body across my lips. Yet, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because we have not had a chance to stand on the same grounds, on the same shore? But if roots from a tree can travel under the ground, it makes no sense that we have to be apart. I wish to share. I wish to let your juices drip upon me. Your fragrance attracts me and keeps me wanting you. Yet, I'm sitting alone, waiting for you, needing you. Where are you? But more importantly, who are you? Is it that I don't know who you are because my head was down when you passed by? While I'm standing here waiting for you, can you see me? I'm the one sitting, dreaming, alone. Please wake me from my dream and show me who you are.
Right now, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Harm on the mic with Who Are You? Great spoken word artist out of the Washington, D.C. area, holding it down on the Poetic Energy Network station tonight during this hour of Thursday night. Open mic live with myself, Ms. Poetic E, and Mr. Stevie G. All right, Stevie G.
Yes, dear.
You know I got to call your name. All right, well, I'm going to get started with reading a piece from one of my newest author's book, Mr. J. Crean. I wanted to, since he hasn't made it to the show since his new book release, I wanted to read one of his pieces from his book entitled The Fusion of My Muse. He's been getting mad support for this book, and it's a wonderful, wonderful collection. And I'm going to read one of his pieces. How about that? All right. I'm going to read A Good Day for Dreaming. Full moon departing, the waking morning, waving familiar goodbyes to the day star, pale and fragile. Her mood longing, but she must go to UC, rise, sunrise. Grace the world, your glorious powers caress our cheeks warm and precious, make the dewdrops jewel dot sparkles as we marvel your magnificence ablaze. Demand our attention while we gather. We glimmer in sweet splendors of radiance. Go about the day in magic's decadence. Tell us, will you stay? Will you stay the day? Walk in city parks reeling in your brilliance. Lift us from all trial and mundane refrains. Elate the world in prismatic wonderment. of our childhood wishful thinking fantasies, because that's what you do, and we'll always need you. A good day for dreaming. And that piece is written by Mr. John Crenshaw, also known as the Elite Poet.
We that don't sound militant, I know.
Well, he got a lot of, you know, a collection of various types of poems. He comes from different places and just really put it down in this diffusion of my muse. So make sure y'all check it out. You can find it on Amazon.com in ebook form. You can find it on MichaelPublishing.com. And it will be on the booksamillion.com relatively soon. But all right, that's Mr. J. Crean. And we're going to keep the show going here. I'm going to come back with another piece of mine after we take the caller here. Caller from the 240 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Know Your Enemy.
Hey, Know Your Enemy. How did I know that was you? I suspected that was you.
I'm sorry. Love Your Enemy.
I love Your Enemy. I was just teasing with them.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Don't be making it again, Missy.
What you going to do for us tonight, brother?
Well, I'm kind of in between because I think y'all was doing more of a love thing and I had more of a dedication piece. So I don't know which direction to go in.
Do whatever you want to do, man. Do it with your heart.
Do whatever you do.
Okay, well, this is going to be a tribute to Trayvon Martin, and this has been a piece written in Pains and stuff like that, because the Pain organization, they said they wanted to use this piece, and I figured I'd do this on the show, and it's called I'm Sorry.
All right.
Who told you to have a voice? Who told you to have a dream? Being a black male in America, your life will always be left as a game. You could be a comical puppet or entertainment on TV, but don't you dare pick up a book, because a nigga ain't supposed to know how to read. Why do you think we got rid of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King? Just like Rodney King, if we see you in the streets, we will beat you in the streets. But sir, I was just getting a bag of Skittles. Matter of fact, you wasn't even the police. Equal rights, freedom, racism doesn't exist. If you believe racism is over, then why don't you listen to this? Casey Anthony's baby was executed, yet the mother was out rejoicing doing her own thing. Yet Troy Davis, they had no evidence on. Yet when a crime is against a black man, it just all makes sense. Black can equal jail cell. Black can equal tokenism. But let you have a mind, a voice to try to do something positive in society, you need to be in a grave 6 feet deep. Mama, why is this man chasing me? Mama, I just want to come home. Mama, why is the master's whip taming me? But mama, I did nothing wrong. Isn't it true we're not supposed to talk to strangers? Please just leave me alone. Why is my life being threatened by danger? Mama, please help me. I don't want your eyes to be filled with tears each and every night. I don't want this man to take away my rights. I'm sorry. Down on your knees, yes, master. Shine my shoes, yes, master. Lick the floors, yes, master. You the house nigga, yes, master. I guess I should have been a white man. Then I would have been alive right now. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Good piece.
Yes. You know, that is a real, real piece, because it's just senseless, you know, even surrounding that tragedy, but it, you know, that piece was coming from a pure place. I know it was. And it speaks definitely volumes. You said that there was some organization wanted you to read that piece or share that piece?
Yeah, they wanted me to put it on an audio track so they could use it for their anthology for going against people that are against the black young males. Because lately in the news, there's been a lot of them been targeted. They even had this one black boy, he got executed for whistling at a white girl and giving her a compliment. Then another person, they said that he had threatened him with a weapon when he actually stole a computer, and they had him be executed, but then the person ended up going to prison for a false report. So lately they've been doing a lot of crimes against black males, especially after the Trayvon Martin incident.
Yeah, it's just so sad that his history repeating itself in so many, with the discrimination and the hate, you know, because of your skin. It's just such unfortunate that we have not progressed.
I don't think history repeating itself. I think things just slowed down a little. It's still the same. It's, you know, I mean, it's different, but it's the same. People have the same mentality, the mentality that they had back then, and that hasn't. Yeah. You know, so I don't think it's a repeat. I think it's just a culmination of the minds from one generation to the next, to be honest.
The next, yeah. I applaud you, Know Your Enemy, for writing that wonderful piece. And I look forward to hearing it on audio as well. You know, we heard it live, but, how it can sound a little bit different on audio.
Oh, you have it on audio. I got it on Reverb Nation. All you got to do is go to www.reverbnation.com/Kyame, K-E-Y-A-M-E.
All right. I'll definitely check that out. Thank you so much, my brother. You want to shout out anything else for the people to even your show?
Oh, sure. My show is Deep, Dark, and Dirty. It comes on every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern at www.blogtalkradio.com. Know Your Enemy, KNOWURENEMY. And also you can follow me on Facebook at DATAYUSS@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you, my brother. We love you for stopping by. And we will definitely support you as well. And I definitely have to get with you, but that's another conversation.
All right.
Thank you. That was Mr. Know Your Enemy. Make sure y'all check him out on Reverb Nation and also his show here, Aaron, on Blog Talk Radio every other day. So you heard the day, so make sure you check it out whenever you get an opportunity. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. You know how we got to mix it up a little bit. I am going to read another piece. I am going to read a piece after we play another spoken word artist. Since Know Your Enemy brought that piece, there's another brother who has submitted to the show another piece in respect of the incident with Trayvon Martin. So I'm going to play another piece by Israel the Poet. His piece is entitled Arizona Sweet Tea and Skittles. All right.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. An agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze. When I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces, and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the blood-stained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres. Not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no. But right here. On this American soil, we've been in civil war. Excuse me. I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches. Babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say? When at night, I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes, but since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming, and it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap, and your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve, because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Israel with Arizona Tea and Skittles. A lot of truth in that piece as well. Again, I agree with my co-host. It's perhaps the same, thing has been going on quite some time. It's simmered down, but it's just resurfacing in different ways. And just a sad, I had to remove myself from that because it really, really bothered me as a mother. I don't have a son, but I have a daughter. But just the fact of knowing that, if you had a son, that this could possibly happen to them, it's just real nerving. All right, let's keep the show going. What you got to say over there, CBG? Chime in anytime.
That was a deep piece that piece that just went off. It was really deep. I said,
yeah,
that was
it was.
So.
All right, well, I'm going to keep it going here, and I'm going to read a piece from the Synchronized Ink Collection. Probably not one of my pieces, but I'll read with, because my pieces are so long. I've seen you say I'm long-winded.
That's all right. Go ahead and be long-winded. It's your show. You be long-winded.
I don't want to keep reading my favorite piece that I wrote in the book. That's the shortest one in here, but I love that piece so much. It's just very simple, but, to me it says a whole lot. I love speaking about love, talking about love.
Well, talk and on then.
Huh?
Talk on then.
All right, I'm going to read one of Arthur Politis pieces in the Synchronized Ink Collection. It's entitled Glitter. Life isn't here for you to be bitter. Go right out, go get some glitter. Put on your shoes, some cool clothes to wear. Go hit the dance floor with a smile on your face. Let the rhythm be you, and you be the rhythm. Let them go to hell with their capitalism. The taxes are high, the wallet's so tight. This is the capitalism fight. And we'll stop all the politics that are going on. They seem to know not the right from wrong. Obnoxious is the word for what's going on. You say to yourself, let's forget it all. Life's too short to worry my soul, because life isn't here for me to be bitter. I'll go get some gooder. My dress is sexy, my heels are high. I'm ready to go, perhaps even for a guy. A smile on my face, I walk down the road to my favorite club, of course. I let rhythm be me, and I become rhythm. My heart starts to glitter, and my soul rocks along well, whilst all dancing to my favorite song. And the wise guys can crack heads on Wall Street, I guess. But me, I'm having my very own fest. And that's Glitter by poet, Miss Poetess. She's from the UK. All right, we're going to keep it rolling here. I see we have some more callers on the air, and we're going to connect them here respectively and let's go right down the line. All right, caller from the 252 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Jacqueline. Good evening, Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, great.
Ah, good to know. Yeah, just thought I'd call and show the show, give the show some love.
All right.
Yeah, and speaking of love, this piece I'm going to do is entitled Love Your Enemies.
All right.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Love my enemies? Are you for real? You mean the ones who cheat and the ones who steal? The ones who treat you like a dog? The ones who don't love you at all? The ones who backbite and drag your name through the dirt? The ones who could care less who they hurt? Love my enemies? Please tell me how. These people are mean. They are filled with guile. The answer, you say, is to forgive and forget. But it's hard, I say, my greatest challenge yet. The truth is, I can do all things with the help of Jesus Christ. I will learn to love my enemies, even if they're cold as ice. And that's that piece.
All right, we're going to clap it up for my sister, right. Jacqueline.
Thank you. That's not an easy thing.
You know what, Jacqueline, that is, you know, writing that piece, it is difficult to be able to, you know, really love someone who treats you wrong and
right.
And just in spite of your kindness and your love that you show, they're
right.
still nasty and downright nasty, I should say. So,
yes, ma'am.
That is, you know, I know we're kind of, you know, from where you were coming from with that piece because it definitely is a task, but, you know, it's better for you to try to love them for your own sake rather than to buy into their, you know, whatever issue that they're having and carrying around grudges and things of that nature because that affects you as an individual when you, you know, have to respond with hate or, you know, ignorance with ignorance. You know.
Right.
All right. Right. Let the people know how to reach out and touch you and your show, your fan page, and
okay.
all of those
all
things.
Right. I'm on Facebook, Jacqueline Thomas Rome. And if there's anybody in the Elizabeth City, Edenton, North Carolina area, I'll be having a book signing on this Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Christian Bookseller that's downtown Edenton. And you can also go to my website, booksbyjacqueline.net. I didn't mention the title of the book. The title of the children's book is Do I Have to Clean My Room? And how many parents can relate to that? Do I Have to Clean My Room? It kind of takes you on a journey through the mind of a child and also gives a parent ideas of how to go about encouraging the child to clean their room, to keep their room clean. And, yeah, and then Express Yourself also. That's my first book of poetry. So, yes, if you guys want to check that out, it's at www.booksbyjacqueline.net. All right.
Thank you so much for all your love and support, Jacqueline. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, you guys have a great night.
Thank you.
You too. Make sure you go out and support. We love to support. It's always wonderful to support one another in any time that we can. We all out here trying to do the thing, so if we can support, let's support. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have some more highly anticipating callers waiting on the line here. So let us not keep them waiting any longer. Okay, caller from the 504 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad you can come in and tune into the show. What are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I'll give you a choice between two poems. One's called Press On, and the other is called Lost in the Light. So the choice is yours.
I like both those titles. Let's go with the theme of Press On.
Okay. I once found myself sleeping and dreaming, and I dreamt I was a god. I dreamt I could change the world, and I dreamt all that I would do, all that I would change. I dreamt about how we avoid conflict more than visits to in-laws, and how cowardly so many of the people have been. I remember that there were people willing to exchange their integrity and quiet their voice for the illusion of peace, and yet they still called themselves men. So I reached into their souls, showed them their barely beating hearts, and said, stand. And as I continued, I said, speak. Say all that you mean and all that you think, and if anyone tries to silence you, raise your hand. For we must never forget to fight for what we cherish and what we love, even at great cost. For to stutter, even for a moment, is to have lost. And as I watched, they all stood and shouted the words which they once thought could only be whispered. I then remember that responsibility is misplaced more than keys or glasses have ever been, and that the majority thank God for their fortune and blame Satan for their sin. So I reached out, grabbed their hands, and whispered into their ears, these are yours and yours alone. Your name is inscribed in them through every tissue and every bone, for you are responsible for using them as choosing not to. And when it comes to the power of the human mind, there is nearly nothing they cannot do. Too many blame the stars and planets, television, society, drunkenness, even sobriety. Too many blame their world, their career, their parents, even their year. And I tell them it is you. And it always was. Every word you speak is yours to support with your tongue. Every drop of hate that floods your days is yours to push through and find joy to fill your lungs. For your life is only as hard as you allow it to be, and your dreams only as impossible as you are willing to believe. The world is yours for the taking, but first, you must take it. And as I watched, they began to build a world which they once thought could only be imagined. I then pondered the blindness of this world and its inability to foresee. Women and men who enjoy the act of sex but forget what it can create. The apparent many who are willing to risk having a child with someone they aren't even willing to date. The fiancé who thinks that marriage will be an untiable knot. The offered drug and the girls, why not? The joking words that become fists. The depressed boy who slits his wrist. And all of the regrets that cannot be taken back. And so I take time, rewind, and I tell them, remember that sex does not precede love, and for good reason. Remember that marriage is a celebration of that love and not an unbreakable agreement. Remember that you cannot solve an internal problem with an external solution. And remember that violence is a last resort and suicide is humanity's very execution. Well, mankind has always been great because of its persistence. Its unwillingness to bend its great gift of resistance. And by far, it is the most important of them all, to continue to rise each time we fall, to push forward past the cynics, the disagreements, and the threats, to push on past the impossible, the ignoble, to do our best. And I remind them that Beethoven wrote symphonies when he can only hear the vibrations through the ground, and that a protesting Buddhist monk in Vietnam burned himself to death without so much as a flinch or a sound. I remind them that Einstein's teachers once remarked that he was mentally slow and had foolish dreams, that Tolstoy was unable to learn, Walt Disney lacked imagination, and Thomas Edison was too stupid to learn anything. And as we watched, they did what we thought was unthinkable. They pressed on. And when I awoke, I lay there for an hour, imagining I was still a god with that limitless power. And then I remembered, I'm a man. I am just as capable as any god could ever be. So I rose out of bed and stood. I spoke to the people, and they listened. I fought for my liberty, and I won. I saw the right choice, and I took it, and I pressed on.
And that's that piece, right?
Correct.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. No, he dropped his call drop. Anyway, I want to say for the brother just read, that was just very, very profound. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that I asked for you to read that one. I spoke to the people and they listened. That was a very powerful piece, and the way he delivered that, it made you seem like you were, you know, at a speech or something, you know, with Dr. Martin Luther King, and he was just delivering such a profound message. That's what I felt about that piece. I see that brother's in the chat room. Thank you, my brother, for coming in. I see that your call dropped, but we love you and respect you for that piece and honor you this night. Please do make sure you come back again. All right. We're definitely going to keep the show going here. Caller from the 216 area code, you are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Nate Dizzle. How you doing, Poetic E and Stevie G?
Hey, Nate!
Hey,
you know, you always make me smile when you stop on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How you guys doing this evening?
What's up, Nate?
How you doing, brother?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Never better.
What you going to do for us, Mr. Nate Dizzle?
I have a new piece I wrote yesterday. It's called Newsflash.
Okay.
So I'm watching NBC Nightly News. I got cable after 7 months of no cable, and I see the world is still unstable. A government's laws are not enforced, and major issues still at take. Looks like Jimmy Damore and Frank Russo weren't the only ones in on the take. So they caught members of the government living it up off taxpayers' dollars. Is it too late to lift a voice, or should I say, fuck it, why bother? When the interviewer asked Obama the question about this Jimmy and Frank-like weekend of partying in Vegas on taxpayers' dollars, his response was, well, it's a big government. They show the all-seeing eye on the back of the American dollar. They swarmed in on Cleveland for the biggest corruption scandal ever, while overlooking government corruption like partying in Vegas on taxpayers' dollars. This little bit we know, but they had official limits to see how far they could go. Hell, for all we know, Frank and Jimmy could have been fall guys to a much bigger pyramid scheme. After all, we do live in America, where lying, cheating, and stealing are part of the American dream. If we all knew the filth that came from up top, we'd lift our voices and protest the government close-up shop. The IRS is thirsty for a few pennies and hounds us night and day. Little did we know it was for Congress's pad at the Bellagio in Vegas for that extra week extended stay. Their attitude is, fuck you, taxpayers. I thought we told you we gonna have our way. Newsflash. Is there anyone not in on the take? I know a knockoff when I see one, and right now our government is looking like a fake. They put out shit they think people can handle. If y'all only knew Obama went both ways, now that, my friend, would be a real scandal. I know it would be a story the American people definitely couldn't handle. The media's goal is to defeminize the black man by making him wear a dress. What greater way to degrade him? I wonder how much they paid Charles Barkley to dress up in that black dress. They probably told Charles Barkley, shit, you got the dress, the wig, and the heels on. Go on, put my dick in your mouth, the white man says. Now that's what I'm talking about. To be a part of the white man's clique. If you're black in the media world, that means you're staring down the barrel of the white man's dick. Just look at Will Smith in 6 Degrees of Separation. He put his dick up Shea Whitey's ass with no hesitation. Dave Chappelle is the only one I respect. He said, I don't need a dress to be funny. I'm funny without the dress. 10 minutes later, they came back in with the original script with no dress. He took his dough and closed down the Dave Chappelle show. Newsflash, these simple things I see because I pay attention to what goes on around me. It's not what they're not telling us that concerns me. It's what I know, And if you read between the lines, this is what bugs the fuck out of me. That's my piece.
Nice. All right.
Thank you.
One thing I can say about you, you're going to bring it in your own way. You definitely have a way with expressing and bringing a little bit of humor or the realness and everything all in one.
Thank you.
Well, I can always count on you to keep it real.
Nate, dude. You're something else, bro.
Thank you. Creative imagination to bring that piece together, but still be making a truthful point, you know?
Right. And I might look. When I finish with it, I'm gonna get with you on the publishing thing.
All right. I'm
about 50 more pages to go.
All right.
But I'm gonna get with you on the publishing.
I definitely look forward to it. You know. Because I know you're going to bring it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you allowing me to bring it. So bless you and CBG, and I thank you guys for giving us the outlet to express ourselves.
Thank you, man.
You're quite welcome.
I know you don't have your Facebook page anymore, but you have a poetry page or a website or anything?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
All right, we'll stay connected. All right, thanks. That was Mr. Nate Dizzle, y'all. Repping the Ohio area. Keeping it real on the Poetic Energy Network Station. All right, well, we're going to keep the calls coming in. We're going to go down the line with the very next caller. All right, caller from the 202. Your first exchange is 294 because we got like a few people from 202. You're on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Larry. How y'all be?
Hey, Larry. We got a lot of people calling from your area. You bring in the crowd?
maybe. Nah, I don't know.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna do something a little special. First, I'm gonna do a piece that I did last night for some that listened to Unmuted Ink. I did it late, but those that didn't have a chance. This is called a musical poetic threesome.
Mm.
Music and poetry is my life. Music and poetry is my life. Music and poetry is my life. I say music and poetry intertwined. I'm so in love with poetry and music that I tend to have a threesome with them erupting, and I have them both at my disposal. I just love having to be a bigamist and trying to marry them both by a joint proposal. It is hard for me to have one without the other and feeling like I have to cheat on one with the other. So I somehow convinced them to have and engage in this joint relationship with me, even if they don't agree. They seem to operate and make me happy and work together simultaneously. I seem to have my soul massaged by the metaphors and similes and spoiled ridiculously with harmonies and melodies. And going down on poetry in the heat of passion got me tasting the juices of her ink flow effortlessly. Then later, I got to tap music because I want to hear her screaming soulful orgasms to hit 10 octaves above the clouds. Damn, how I love having these two girls around me all the time. I feel so proud. They say that at some point you can't have two women. Well, I beg to differ. Because these chicks take my soul, heart, and mind to new levels, giving me a frozen picture. They both take turns spoiling me, even as we have a menage a trois that intensifies in the heat of passion. Just can't imagine one without the other. They just don't realize that sex between me and them is so well, and we complement each other. I be so immersed in sexing them both to the point of no return to the day I die, and giving them offsprings, one apiece each, naming them beauty and creativity as they fruitfully multiply. Oh, I feel like this special freaky episode having me sweat like Keith, wanting me to make this last forever. With music being my wife and poetry being my mistress, we all gonna have this three-way intimate bond forever. Music and poetry is my life. Music and poetry is my life. Music and poetry is my life. And that's my piece.
That was tight, bro.
Woo! Mr. Larry Evans, y'all! Woo! Oh, thank you. Larry, do you hear that? I'm going to tell you. Larry, you always seem to just wrapped your person up and just in your verses. I'm not gonna say nothing because I'm gonna say too much.
That's all right, man.
I had to close my eyes and just meditate for a moment just because you took me there.
That's a good thing, buddy.
That touched me, man, because you know I love my music just as much as I love poetry, and I think together they do. They like a woman and a man coming together in a, in a moment, you know? And I agree with you on that, man. That's a beautiful piece.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Before I go, y'all can catch me at Facebook.com, Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. Join the Larry fan page. L-A-R-I-E. You can follow me on YouTube, Larry Edwards Music on YouTube. And if you like what you heard, I'm also a singer as well. You can go to www.larry.bandcamp.com. If you download one of my songs, you got a freebie coming to you, CD, free shipping. Or if you want to cop the CD, you can get it right from Facebook. Just go to my fan page, hit shop now. It's coming to you. And for those that are going to be in the D.C. area or you reside there, I'm performing. The National Black United Front has a black arts movement for visual and performing arts exhibitions, and it's dedicated to the life of Trayvon Martin. The artist featuring is going to be Roz Eni, Chantrice Art, myself, Kaba, DJ 360 Degrees. For more information, you can call 202-525-3449. It's going to be at the Tendani Art Place, 1922 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., and it starts at 4 p.m. sharp, April 28th, so be there. And there's more stuff coming along the way, but I don't want to take up too much time doing my little public service announcements, but I want to thank y'all both and just follow my page.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Larry. Always much love to you, my brother. All right, y'all heard it. That was Mr. Larry Edwards holding down the mic tonight with that, all that wonderful, Lord have mercy. Let me not say too much yet. No. All right, but make sure you go out because I see a lot of people from the 202 area code hanging out with us tonight, so we love you and appreciate you. And if you can, make sure that you can go out and support Mr. Larry since you are tuning in from that area. And call us and let us know how the event went. All right, let's keep the show going here. We got 9 more minutes remaining. So my co-host is going to come bring a piece. And I'm going to just deliver the mic over to him.
All right, the name of my piece is called Do We Have Any Idea?
All right.
Isn't it funny how we seem to expect love to just drape on us like a silk suit? Or how we chase it around character to character in hot pursuit? How we say we're in love when actually we're not. Just because it feels good when you hit that right spot. Infatuation is sprouting like flowers in a meadow, confusing the ignorant ones that think they know, like suburbanites in the ghetto in search of better blow. Clinging to a feeling that we felt a few times or less, not realizing our lives are about to become a hot-ass mess. What's going to happen when love really strikes that right spot? How will we wipe away the web and untie that huge knot? Because real love can take you up and down. It can make your heart smile and make your mind frown. Love can make you do some spontaneous things, like see how many carrots can be set in her engagement ring. Oh, my God, love can be a doozy. And on the other hand, love can be quite soothing. I don't want to scare you or make you think I'm love bashing, because in the courtship of love, Stevie G is extremely dashing. Don't think that love comes easy, because it doesn't. Love can be like trigonometry. One moment you think it was, and then you realize it wasn't. It's a great gift that's been implanted since childhood. We're just mere humans, and sometimes love is misunderstood. But once love has attacked our minds, hearts, and souls, it embraces our entire anatomy, no matter how young or old. So beware of love and all its entities. And when in love, don't hold back your sensitivities. Let go. Let your senses increase. For love's entities are gentleness, kindness, happiness, and most of all, peace. And that's my peace.
All right, Stevie G. Hey. Stevie G. All right. You can put it down on the subject of love. I like that. Is that a new piece?
No, it's not new. It's not old. It's, you know,
it's Well, in light of that, you know what? I'm going to read my favorite poem of all. So simple, but I just love it. It makes me smile every time I read it. It ain't got a lot of isms and skisms in it, but I just love it. It's my piece entitled, I Am Love, and Love Is Me. We might as well keep the theme going because we only got 5 more minutes remaining in the show. So I'm just going to read this piece. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the coves of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. I am love and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes. before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone, because I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free, and that is my peace. I just love that poem. That's so much.
Nice poem. I like it.
Cover up my own, man. What did you say, CBG?
I said I like that piece.
Yeah, I love that piece because it makes me smile every time I speak about love and just think about love. And just the fact of being love, you know, affirming that to be me, love is me. But I absolutely love that poem so much. That was probably one of the second shortest poems I've ever written in my life. All right, enough about that. We have certainly enjoyed all the poets and the vocalists who have come through to grace our mic tonight. The mic is still sizzling. Ooh, from all the wonderful pieces and the profound statements that were being made tonight, whether it was about the realness, about love, you know, about life in itself, you know, you guys brought in, and I so love you for always tuning into the Poetic Energy Network station, supporting us and showing us love and respect. Without you, there is no show, so we certainly appreciate you always tuning in on every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please make sure you check out all of our shows throughout the week. We have a new host on the network, psychotherapist Ms. Lori Coburn. She's been a psychotherapist for 25 years. She debuted this week with her new show, Breaking Free, with Lori Coburn. So she'll be doing a show every week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check out all of our shows daily. We have more hosts coming on, more people who are professionally involved in different things, so that this can be a show, a network that uniting voices and changing lives. That's what we really want to be all about, and we're definitely left growing, and we're loving the feedback that we're getting from people about the network. So again, we appreciate you, because without you, there's no shows, and we certainly appreciate you keeping our host business network. And Mr. CBG, I'm going to just hand over the floor to you so you can take us on home.
All right, since we're on the love tip tonight. Oh, we're on the love tip, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we are.
And I'm not a favorite fan of this guy, but this song right here really touches me, so I'm going to put a little Kim on for y'all.
All right.
Everything I need, ooh, baby.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You, everybody, good night, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We love you.